You'll come back now.
Another satisfied party. And there is still some more to spare. Oh, don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. I'll get your order out lickety-split. Don't worry, it'll be hot and straight out of the oven. I'm almost done another batch anyways. I'll serve you next.
Oh, hi, sweetie. How you doing, sugar bean?
I see that you can walk again. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, my lovely dessert can really do a number on one's waistline, but it's not the time for that today. Well, what's today's special? Beefcake. Yep, they are selling like hotcakes, and I am running out faster than I can bake them. Many happy customers, too. See him flexing over there? I'm really putting some meat on the bones. Not in the way that you think, though. Oh, you'll feel like giving it a try? You think you've really learned your lesson, darling? Oh, you want to grow like that? Oh, you want to be big like them over there? All right, if that's what you want. Go find an empty table and take a seat. I'll give you a hot and ready beefcake lickety-split. Although I gotta serve that fine table over there first. They did ask politely, and I aim to please. Don't worry, you'll get yours too. Just relax, get comfy. You're gonna need it. Here you go. Some for you. And some for you. Eat up, darling. Try these on for size. Would you look at that? You're already off to the races. I guess you really, really love my cooking these days, huh? Tastes different. Well, yeah, of course it is. It's a beefcake, after all. A bit more savory and more meaty, you know? Still just as yummy. Probably a bit buttery, if I do say so myself. What can I say? I'm a bit heavy-handed sometimes, still. But all for my customers to see ample results. And you're starting to show signs of it. This type of growth is different than the others. The meaning there really sticks to you and grows all your muscles, you see? I don't even know if you know what I'm saying, but I'll explain what's going on anyways. For that small part of you that might know what's going on. You see, it's quickly digested by you, and your arms, your legs, your abdomen, your rump, everything is starting to tone up, you know? I don't know how much fat you have left on you from your previous meals here. Maybe you managed to burn it all off and you're a tiny little thing, or maybe still owning a little bit of fluff. Either way, you're leaning out, you're toning up, you're firming up. Looks like you're starting to show some good definition in your arms. I can only imagine what the rest of you looks like. Maybe you're starting to develop some nice abs and obliques. Maybe a thickening in rump. Media thighs. Although you did get a full meal here, and my beefcakes, they aim to please any of my patrons here. They go a little bit overboard, as most do, and you're no exception.
Oh.
And that's what I mean. See, all that muscle is gonna keep growing as much as you keep eating. I've learned your habits by now. I know to give you a good portion for a growing piggy. Although, from the looks of it, you're looking more like a beefy cow now. All that thick, beefy muscle just growing on you. Growing, creaking, stretching, all those clothes of yours. Poor thing, I hope you managed to wear something stretchy. Or maybe you haven't learned your lesson from the previous visits here. Either way, ain't gonna hang on. But that just means I get to see more of you. These are an interesting side effect. I love to see what my cooking does to a good eater. That's why I love to switch things up a bit. And my specials and treats certainly reflect it. I mean, just look at you. Your hard ass is starting to overflow the seat a bit. Not in fat, though. It's pure rock hard muscle. And them beefy thighs straining against your clothing. Even the calves, too. I strive for a balanced appearance. And your chest, certainly no exception. Even the shoulders are starting to bulk out. Your abs, fine, chiseled, powerful. Same with the size of your stomach, too. I can only imagine what your back looks like. And for the arms, bulging, vein, golden tone, every single muscle you can see working to feed that machine of a body of yours. Even your neck has thickened up. I must say, you are just lost in the growth, in the tastiness of this here beefcake. Seems like most of my patrons are whenever I serve these. They attract a different sort of crowd, I admit, but certainly one that's insatiable for growth. Different way than the others of a more plushy proportions. Still, I am willing to give them as much as they can hold. And from a look at things, I'd say you might be here for a while. So, what do you say? You think you can handle another order? Or are you just gonna throw in the towel, darling? I'm curious to see how big you can get for me.